Judge Janet Protasiewicz was sworn into the Wisconsin Supreme Court, officially shifting the state's highest court to a liberal majority for the first time in 15 years. It's Wednesday, August 2nd. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Hope Kerwin, filling in for Alex Crow this week. A revised draft of the state's wolf management plan does not set a population goal for wolves, disappointing GOP lawmakers and hunters. And some of the first piping plover chicks raised in captivity were released in Lower Green Bay's Cat Islands. We'll share about how a group is trying to help the endangered species. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
Justice Janet Protasiewicz was officially sworn in to a 10-year term on the Wisconsin Supreme Court yesterday. As Sean Johnson reports, it gave liberals a majority on the court for the first time in 15 years.
Speaking in front of a packed state capitol rotunda, Protasiewicz largely avoided the political themes that helped her drive up Democratic turnout in her double-digit Supreme Court victory earlier this year. Absent was any mention of her views that women have a right to choose when it comes to abortion, or that Republican-drawn legislative maps are rigged. Instead, she focused on her decades of experience in Milwaukee County as a prosecutor and judge, saying it gave her a chance to see the judicial system up close.
And I'm committed to fairness and impartiality in our justice system. It's not only what the people of Wisconsin expect, it's what they deserve.
Protasiewicz's term is scheduled to last until 2033. Conservatives won't have a chance to flip the court back until 2025. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany announced that he won't run against U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in her re-election bid next year. Tiffany was considered a top contender to challenge the incumbent Democrat. His decision comes after other prominent Republicans also declined to run. That leaves the Republican field for the race wide open. University of Wisconsin-La Crosse political scientist Anthony Chergosky says that could mean an easy path for Baldwin.
Theoretically, the Republicans could make a strong play for Tammy Baldwin's seat. But if they continue to struggle to find anyone to run against her, then Baldwin will most likely win re-election and could win re-election quite comfortably.
Baldwin is seeking her third term in office. She won her 2018 race by 11 percentage points and has more than $5.5 million in the bank for her 2024 re-election bid. The Milwaukee Common Council adopted a new downtown plan this week. It calls for exploring the eventual removal of the I-794 Lake Interchange. The elevated highway cuts through downtown Milwaukee and the historic Third Ward. Some local officials and leaders want it to be replaced with surface-level streets and public spaces. During a recent meeting, Milwaukee Alder Jonathan Brostoff said he believes the interstate is a barrier to redevelopment.
The area it's occupying and what it's doing with that area is choking the life out of our downtown.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is exploring future options for the interstate, some of which include keeping the freeway elevated. They're holding public meetings this week to gather input on those plans. A revised draft of the state's wolf management plan unveiled Tuesday doesn't set a statewide population goal for wolves. Daniel Kading reports that's a disappointment for GOP lawmakers who introduced a bill seeking a statewide target to manage their numbers.
The Department of Natural Resources instead seeks to maintain the wolf population at levels between 800 and 1,200 wolves as seen in recent years. Mike Brust with the Wisconsin Bowhunters Association says he'd like to see the Natural Resources Board reject the plan.
I don't think that's going to happen. So then I guess the next step is watch the legislators step in and do it for them, and that would be unfortunate.
Brust and other hunters have sought a statewide goal of 350 wolves. They say that would reduce conflicts with pets and livestock. That number is included in the existing wolf plan approved more than two decades ago. Tribes, wolf advocates, and conservation groups say that number is vastly outdated and not grounded in science. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Some of the first piping plover chicks to be released from captivity outside of Michigan were sent back to the wild in Lower Green Bay last month. It's the first time the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has released the birds in Wisconsin. Tom Presby is with a Great Lakes Conservation Group. He says Lower Green Bay's Cat Island Restoration Site was chosen for a couple of reasons.
We want a site that plovers are still using, and there were still multiple chicks that were present that were hatched and raised at Cat Island this summer. There's also a really excellent team of monitors in place that monitors Cat Island every single day.
The Great Lakes region was once home to between 500 and 800 pairs of piping plovers, but their population dwindled to about a dozen pairs by 1990. The species has been recovering in recent years. This summer, 80 unique pairs were found across the region. Coming up, the Milwaukee Police Department is engaging in more vehicle pursuits. Jonah Chester will look into how this is injuring an increasing number of innocent bystanders. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first-ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Police pursuits are becoming more common in Milwaukee. The city's police department engaged in more than 1,000 chases last year, an average of nearly 3 a day. And Jonah Chester reports, as chases have increased, so have injuries to innocent third parties.
On August 1, 2019, 19-year-old Laquan McCoy was driving through an intersection on Milwaukee's north side. Another driver in a stolen SUV blew through a flashing red light going about 70 miles per hour and into the driver's side of McCoy's car. The impact sent McCoy's Jeep into a tree on one side of the road and a parked car on the other, killing him. Antoinette Broomfield is McCoy's mother.
My husband ended up passing away from stress, from a heart attack, from just constantly being in pain and worrying about it. My other children, my daughter, she's not the same. She's different. My son, he's not the same. Everybody is grieving.
Aaron Fitzgerald was driving that stolen SUV and fleeing police. He got a 10-year prison sentence and 8 years of extended supervision for McCoy's death. But Broomfield's quest for accountability didn't end with his imprisonment. She's suing the city of Milwaukee and the four officers who pursued Fitzgerald. Sitting with her attorney, she says those officers could have called off the chase earlier, avoiding the tragedy.
Some days I just don't even want to get out the bed. Some days it's just bad. Some days I just wake up and I just wish it all was a dream. I know everybody make a mistake, but why could I even just get an apology that it happened to my child?
Broomfield's lawsuit comes as police chases in Milwaukee are becoming more common. Annual pursuit rates in the early 2010s generally hovered around 50 chases a year. In both 2021 and 2022, officers pursued more than 1,000 suspects. Pursuit reform advocates attribute that surge to the department's current chase policy. It allows officers to pursue for more offenses like reckless driving. In the early 2010s, the department had a stricter policy. Officers could usually only chase those suspected of a felony. Craig Sarnow is an inspector with the Milwaukee Police Department. He says policy changes through the 2010s allowed officers to address drug dealing, reckless driving, carjacking, and other crimes.
We used to have individuals that would try to bait Milwaukee police officers into getting into pursuits, knowing full well that we couldn't because our policy was so restrictive.
But advocates say a looser chase policy also puts more innocent people, like Laquan McCoy, at risk. From 2007 to 2022, uninvolved bystanders were injured in more than three times as many police chases as officers were. And that data may not provide the full picture. A Wisconsin Watch analysis found at least one 2019 chase that wasn't logged. Jonathan Ferris is the chief advocate for the Wisconsin-based Pursuit for Change. He says police chase data is often inaccurate.
Most of us who have been following this for a fair number of years have seen more than enough examples of pursuits that were not logged as pursuits.
And police departments do have other options. Things like high-tech trackers, tire deflation tools, and even a grappling device that allows an officer to entangle a fleeing vehicle and slow it down. But MPD Chief of Staff Nicholas Desiato told the city's Fire and Police Commission last summer that many of those alternatives are, quote, practically impractical.
They can be effective when appropriate, but it also requires incredible coordination and sometimes just dumb luck. In terms of a hot pursuit to effectively combat reckless driving, it's just a necessary tool.
Sarnow says the department is open to reviewing the current chase policy, but he doesn't expect it to change anytime soon. The toll of police pursuits is still climbing. 11 Milwaukee police chases ended with at least one death between January 1st and June 26th of this year. That's more than the last 3 years combined. Jonah Chester, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm Hope Kerwin. Our producers are Mallory Cheng and John Davis. Catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe. We'll see you back here tomorrow.